MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Cameron, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. This week, we're going to take a look at MLW Fusion 161, Willie Mack, Jacob Fatu, competing in the main event, Hoss Fight, Battle of the West Coast. But first, the news. All right, to level with you, it's been a pretty light news week. They've spent, by they I mean MLW, of course, spent most of the week promoting this weekend's Blood and Thunder, which will be tomorrow night when, well, this podcast comes out, January 7th at the ECW Arena, excuse me, the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia. There's been a handful of promos coming out featuring Real One, talking about his match with Microman, EJ and Duca talking smack about the Samoan SWAT team, who will be challenging Hustle and Power for the World Tag Team Championships, etc., etc., etc. That'll be a Fusion taping. We'll see the results of that in the next couple of months or so. In the meanwhile, though, the big piece of news coming out of the week is that Mads Kruger, otherwise known as Cruel, Doc Gallows, or in my humble opinion, Logan Kane, is no longer with MLW. Him and MLW have agreed to part ways. So that's could be one of the reasons why Mr. Kruger lost the tables match to Mance Warner here a couple weeks ago. He's a guy who got plenty of promo time, per se. I suppose a heavily featured member of Contra, but they really never kind of figured out what they were going to do with him. He spent a lot of time putting other guys over, which on one hand, that's a valuable role to have within any company. But on the flip side, you know, you can't be pushed as a monster and really, you know, only beat your Ariel Dominguez's. Pretty much anybody with some name value he has lost to outside of a technical victory, I guess, against Hammerstone way back when, and some, I forget what the technical term that they called it, but basically a parking lot brawl. So I for one, though, am sad to see Kruger go. Felt they could have done a lot more with him, but that is the nature of the beast. That is the nature of professional wrestling, and to a lesser extent, that is the modus operandi of MLW as well. All right, let's get into it. Fusion 161, West Coast Hoss Fight main event. But first, we're not even going to get like a proper open. We are just going to go straight into the action. It is what's being described by the commentary team as a loser leaves MLW match featuring Taurus, Gino Medina, and Mini Abismo Negro with the Doctor of Jobology, Dr. Dax. They'll be taking on Laredo Kid, Commander, and Microman, who technically has Mr. St. Laurent come to the ring with him, but basically once the bell rings, Mr. St. Laurent goes to commentary. As I said, commentary says this is a loser leaves town match. The catch is, though, the only person who's leaving MLW is the person who gets pinned. So only one of the three members of the losing team will be leaving the company. However, if you look over this list, it narrows it down quite a bit, because who hasn't been booked by the company anymore? But I won't give that spoiler away until we end here, this here match. Before the match begins, Mr. St. Laurent accompanies Microman to the ring. He sings for Microman, singing the Microman theme song, even carries Microman to the ring before Mr. St. Laurent settles on commentary. It's Abismo Negro and Commander starting things off. Abismo is being outclassed and sent to the floor. Gino Medina is in. This is using lucha rules, so tags can be tags, or they can be rolling out onto the arena floor. Anywho, so Gino's in, Microman and Laredo Kid keep dicking around with Gino, like slapping him as he's putting Commander in holds, and Gino Medina and Microman have had a thing back and forth over the last year or so, with Medina falling victim to Microman, and otherwise just being generally outclassed by the mini luchador at all turns, causing Gino to snap and take it all out on Aramis earlier in the the year as well. But anyway, yeah, so Michael Rand keeps dicking around with Gino with the help of the Laredo Kid. We get some hot lucha action to go things before Mini Abismo Negro just dinks Microman in the head, which I find hilarious. I think I've said that every time. Like, just Mini Abismo Negro just runs in the ring and just kicks Microman in the face, and it is hilarious. Though compared to the other times, Microman didn't stay down for long on this. With all the bodies flying around there. Gino, though, hits a surprise splash on Microman, which I also found hilarious, leading to a 3-on-1 attack on the Mini Luchador. We go to break, and when we come back, it is still 3-on-1 on Microman, and then it's 3-on-1 on the Laredo Kid! Hey, and then, well, just to make it equal, it's 3-on-1 on Commander. Microman is back in, and even the referee is now getting on the action. The referee, I don't know, he's like checking out the ropes or something, and then just like putting the boost to Microman as well, further proving my theory that all referees are biased. We get a mini comeback from Microman as his teammates awake. Hits a tadpole splash off the ring apron. We go come back from break, and Gino Medina has a flurry of offense on the Laredo Kid. Commander and Taurus square off. Microman gets dinked again and is hilarious. Gets covered for the pin, and the ref has a ridiculously slow count. So the referee is biased against both teams. You could say he's being fair, but in reality, he's just putting himself over in this. So his bias is showing by making himself the actual winner of this here match, even though he hasn't officially declared it as such yet. Anyway, while I'm complaining, everybody's getting their stuff in, ending with Microman hitting a micro splash by on Gino. Commander walks the rope backwards before doing a dive. Gino finally has enough and is just gorilla pressing Microman and just walking around the ring as just stuff is going on. He doesn't care. He's just walking around with Microman above his head. And Taurus goes for a spear on Commander. Misses. Hits Gino. Microman falls down on Gino. 1, 2, 3. Your winners. The team of Commander, Laredo Kid, and Microman. Because of this, Gino Medina is now an ex-member of the MLW roster. And here's our big surprise that we announced this like a month ago, maybe even 2 months ago, that Gino had allowed his contract to expire with MLW and he was not re-signing with the company. So that really kind of like limited, who was probably going to take the fall in this here match. Anywho, last month we get a recap of the respectful challenge between Willie Mack and Jacob Fatu. Fatu laid it out there that they do it West Coast style. Willie Mack is agreeable to this, so they are going to have their fight tonight. It has also been reported that EJ Nduka is holding the MLW Championship fight with Alexander Hammerstone, the Last Man Standing match, hostage until he gets paid more money for it. Evidently, he's allowed to do that via his contract, so that match is being postponed and not going to happen for a wee bit. And on better news, we got to get another recap of the Mance Warner Sam Laterna interview, where now Mance has officially vanquished Mads Kruger. He went to the pay window, and then he shows off his guitar that he got from his buddy Conrad Thompson. It has been signed by David Alico. They're going to go sing karaoke at the bar later. All right, we're going to just take a moment to take a brief pause for the cause, get yourself an energy drink, maybe some melatonin, go start a podcast or something with the like, replace me, and send me off into the old folks' home, and just going to take a micro nap and be back in a minute. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Raise Energy for that pickup. Raise comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently Italian Ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CASS, you get 15% off your order. So also, be like CASS, drink Raise Energy. All right, we are back, and we have a promo from Jacob Fatu and the SST. He calls it a West Coast battle between him and Mac, and a bunch of other stuff like went on, and just because they were like in a tunnel or something, the acoustics were terrible, and I really couldn't understand what anybody was saying after that. So I just assume they threw out the word sun and oos an awful lot. We also get a video of Davey Boy Smith Jr.'s return to MLW. He's coming back soon with the help of his cousins to avenge the Opera Cup at Blood and Thunder. Speaking of the Opera Cup, we get a little backstage segment with Alex Kane. He's talking to the Opera Cup and talking about how everybody wants to take part in the Bomaye Tournament of the Gods. People from Tokyo, Japan, Australia, Greenland, Iceland. Mr. Thomas comes in with an envelope. Looks pretty stuffed with the contribution from the Great Khali. Turns out it'll be like conversed about $88 Canadian. So that is an insulting, dirty number, lowballing it. Alex Kane does not want to touch a number that low ever again. And it is being announced that Lince Dorado will be the latest challenger for the MLW Middleweight Championship being held by Shun Skywalker. We will see that match next week on MLW Fusion. All right, it is time for our main event of the evening. Willie Mack, Jacob Fatu, West Coast Hosses Collide. Oh, this is a match I have been looking forward to. Let's just see if it lives up to the hype. Before the match can even begin, Fatu attacks Mack from behind, and I find that weird, really, because I thought this was a challenge based off of respect, and that's not a very respectful move, though commentary is trying to spin it as, oh, there's so much respect that, you know, Fatu wants to win the match any way he can. Oh, like, the real show of respect is not changing your ring style because you respect a guy. And I'm like, nah, son, real respect is not attacking a dude from behind. I don't know, maybe they do things different on the West Coast, but as a loyal Midwesterner, like, if I respect you, I'm not kicking you while your back's turned and you're not expecting the attack. I'm going to kick you in the back after I punch you in the face when you're looking at me. Maybe it's a sucker punch, but still, I'm not going to hit you in the back until I hit you in the face once. Come on, son, what's up with that? Anyway, things have just gone cray-cray already. Willie tries to lucha things up a bit before going outside the ring, and that's really not a great idea. I mean, Willie Mack can brawl, but he's not like a street brawler like Fatu is. Fatu takes control with strikes, whipping Mack into the guardrail, going to the ring. Fatu with even more strikes. Mack responds to a back rake with a sling blade. Mack comes back and ends with a big Samoan drop. Commentary like marks out how dare he use a Samoan drop against a Samoan. We get a Macarena into a moonsault for a two count. Mack's Sploder into the corner, and then a coast to coast by Willie Mack. Unfortunately, Mack like tweaks something in his hip or his thigh with that landing, and so he's rubbing it and trying to shake it off and can't really get the three count off of that. Despite having his leg hurt, though, he decides he needs to try something that involves lifting up a near 300-pound Samoan man onto his shoulders, and that leg gives out, giving Fatu the opening to hit a super kick, the alley oos, and then the best moonsault ever to get the three count. Your winner, Jacob Fatu. And the match was all right, but it was just tight, you know. I was expecting, you know, two big meaty men slapping meat, and we really didn't get all that. It was kind of just a regular match. And then, of course, the thing to drive me crazy, oh, my leg hurts, I should totally pick up a dude, and that led to Mack's downfall. That took me out of it as well. I could, otherwise, like, really, it is a serviceable match. Like, I shouldn't complain about it. My complaints mainly have to do with my expectations for it and how they weren't met. So that, I guess, could be on me. Maybe. Possibly. Really, overall, though, I'm not going to complain too much because, I'm keeping this short and concise in podcast form, but the show itself went by very quickly. It was just very much action-packed, with the trios match taking up a bunch of time, which it should. It was thoroughly awesome, too. And just really heavy on the in-ring action and didn't focus on the shenanigans this week, which on one hand is great, makes it flow by fast, and let's face it, like, I don't know about y'all, but I watch my wrestling for some wrestling, and we got that in spades here tonight. Anyway, so, that is going to be our show for the evening. You know, you agree with me, that's great. Disagree with me, that's cool too. I don't know, just go complain about it to me online. You can find my social deets in the descriptor, and I'll probably rattle on incoherently at the plugs at the end, which you should totally listen to, because that is the best way to find out how to support the show, besides, you know, liking, subscribing, telling your friends, family, and your enemies about this here tiny podcast. In the meanwhile, though, I'm going to take my leave of you. I appreciate every one of you that take the time out of your day to listen to me rattle on incoherently for 15 plus minutes every week, and I will see you all next time. MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and hosted at Anchor FM. The background music for this section is Ruined My Day, performed by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review would also be helpful. Word of mouth advertisement, of course, is very important for us small podcasts. For my social media links, they can be found in the description below, but the Twitter and Instagram are both at The Nova of Cass, TheNovaOfCass, and Facebook is at MLW Confusion. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment, please check out my virtual chip jar at www.kofi.com/Casanova. That is CassOnova. If you'd prefer more bang for your buck, go to patreon.com/Casanova. Where for as little as $1, backers get access to the podcast early and without those pesky ads, plus other exclusive content. So head up the crew and join Maverick 45, Alan Schroeder, and Keith Wynn, and check it out. You can also find t-shirts at whatamaneuver.net/collections/theconfusionpodcast. There's hyphens in between the Confusion Podcast, of course. And for other business inquiries, such as ads and sponsorships, please email me at rzkammer, K-A-M-E-R-E-R, at comcast.net. Thank you all for listening.